Pelican resident Terry Huerta testified this month to the Regional Subsistence Council from the tiny hamlet on Chichagof Island. He says it's been difficult for guys like him to fill his freezer.
I don't know. Things have seemed to have slowed down around here. And all I hear nowadays is a lot of hunters want to come in here. And it seems like I think the residents in Pelican should have a priority on hunting around here. I'll tell you that much.
He was supporting a proposal to restrict hunters from urban areas that hunt along Lisianski Inlet. It was one of a handful that would restrict deer hunting in areas popular with state-licensed hunters from bigger towns. The strongest measure would be an outright closure of the southern portion of Admiralty Island to urban hunters. That'd be to give more opportunity to subsistence hunters living in nearby Angoon. That's where Councilmember Albert Howard lives. He says hunters coming from Juneau have access to cheaper fuel to run their skiffs, and if they need affordable meat, there are supermarkets like Fred Meyer and Costco.
If an Angoon resident fails at hunting, I don't know how else to say it, but they're SOL. And we're people that don't like to depend on anybody, and I don't want to go ask anybody for help.
These rules would apply to federal lands. Much of Southeast Alaska is in Tongass National Forest, and federal law gives priority to subsistence hunting for those living outside of the urban areas of Juneau and Ketchikan. Everywhere else in Southeast, from tiny Pelican to larger Sitka and Petersburg, are considered rural. State and federal wildlife agencies opposed added restrictions on non-rural hunters. That's because data shows the deer populations are relatively healthy. Written opposition to the measures was overwhelming, with more than 50 letters coming in against. Territorial Sportsman, a Juneau-based hunting and fishing organization, has lobbied hard against the proposals and encouraged its membership to chime in. Ryan Beeson is the group's president. He told Coast Alaska the restrictions would be divisive.
It's a big concern to us that we want to promote the rights to all hunters in Southeast and not limit each other. I think what these proposals are doing is creating conflict between user groups, and I think we could all come together and work on this as one.
The proposed restrictions on non-rural deer hunters were recommended by the council in amended form. They include urban hunters being allowed to hunt for bucks only, with a reduced bag limit on areas of Chichagof Island near Hoona and Pelican. State tidelands would be exempt, meaning all licensed hunters could still cruise the beaches looking for legal deer in season. Regional Advisory Council Chair Don Hernandez, who lives on the northern tip of Prince of Wales Island, told Coast Alaska the council has been hearing from villagers concerned about the rising costs of fuel and the aging rural populations.
There's worry about, you know, the ability of people in these villages to get the food that they require at a cost that they can afford.
He says he understands the wildlife agency's opposition. After all, on paper, the deer herds are relatively healthy. But he says the regional advisory councils were set up to consider more than population surveys and the number of animals taken.
The agencies, they rely on data. And the council, we listen to people. And we hear what, you know, the people's stories are, you know, of their experiences. And we take that into consideration as well. You might call that, you know, traditional ecological knowledge, but it's basically the stories of what people are telling us about what the actual conditions are, you know. So we weigh that more heavily, I think, than the agencies do.
Final details of the recommendations approved earlier this month remain unclear, even to some council members and observers, but will be published in coming weeks after the minutes of the multi-day meeting are finalized. But those recommendations are just that. They're not final yet. They'll be forwarded to the Federal Subsistence Board, which in mid-April will consider whether to incorporate these in the federal hunting regulations as early as next fall. If they are adopted, it could limit deer hunting opportunities over large swaths of Southeast Alaska that had long been popular with sport hunters from larger towns. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.